When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Tuesday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Don't forget to check me out on Drive today at 4 p.m. I'm alongside Gabby Agbonlahor, and we've got Brad Friedel in the studio, so make sure you join me and he from 4 or 1600 if you've got a 24-hour clock. Now, we begin today's potty thing with, of course, the fallout from Mopo's Chelsea beating Daesh's Everton in the Premier League. The match, of course, was live on TalkSport and exclusive. Here's the reaction.
Chelsea are now 3 points behind Newcastle United and Manchester United with a game in hand. They are breathing down the neck of West Ham United and have two matches in their pocket over David Moyes' side. They're 90 minutes from a second cup final of the season and they have one of the best young players in the league and currently the joint top scorer in the division in Cole Palmer, who becomes the first Chelsea player to score back-to-back home hat-tricks in the Premier League. Maybe, just maybe, the season will not end with Chelsea feeling as blue as they have for most of it. It's a different story for Everton, though. They're now looking over their shoulder nervously. They should have enough, but they should have had enough to pull away from this predicament already. Their game on Sunday with Forest is massive, as was their defeat in West London. Chelsea 6, Everton 0, and the party started.
TalkSport Daily.
And the only blot on the copybook is the ridiculous, immature infighting over who was going to take it, when really there shouldn't have been a debate.
First of all, I want to tell you that to make clear that they know, the player knows, the staff know, the club know, that the taker is on penalties is Cole Palmer. All that happened after is a shame. I am so upset about the situation. We were talking on the dressing room about the image that we sent to the, because it's Monday night, you know, football. And I said, in every single country they were watching the game, and we cannot send this type of image. It's a shame. I want to apologize to football people and our fans, because that is unacceptable. And the discipline is the most important thing on the team. That is a collective sport that, of course, players need to show that they, you know, and the offensive player that, you know, they have the hungry to score goals and everything. But I think this type of situation, I'm going to take, a decision if that happened. We were talking in a very good way, because I think we need to make clear the situation, but I'm not going to accept again this type of behavior, and it's going to be very strong. When you ask me about why we are not consistent, why we are not performing sometimes, why we show some good performance and then we drop in our, because the standards the young squad need to have, you know, very clear that they, of course, they are a very good active of the club, but in the same time they need to perform for the team. And they need to, you know, to really learn quick, because we are in Chelsea and the demand is so high. Saying that, I think we need to move on.
TalkSport Daily.
We have to change the players. I mean, we've got two young midfielders there. That's been a massive, massive lesson from tonight. They're still learning. Their Spurs are still learning. I thought Andre did great when he came out. Unfortunate and lucky, sorry, not to start anyway. They stuck at it, him and Duke. But yeah, I mean, It's a real head scratch. I mean, look, I never saw that come in, and that's the hardest thing about being a manager. Yes, we've taken a few knocks, but we spoke to the players about that. We spoke about parking it. We did so well last time to park it. So you can't let that interfere with the challenge that's coming our way. I'm not saying it has, but if it has, then they've got to clear their minds. I've certainly cleared my mind of it. I know the reality. It's not on my watch, but it still is, because I'm the manager. So I said to the players, that's got to go. Whether a few are still lingering around that, we'll have to clear that up. But we're certainly looking for a big reaction from that performance, that's for sure.
TalkSport Daily.
Well, let's go to Harry, though. He's a Chelsea fan, right, Harry?
Hiya, mate.
Yeah, look, let's start with the positives. Big night for Colton Palmer. Top performance.
Colton Palmer.
Because I'm sat next to you.
Colton Palmer.
Good player, by the way.
Great player.
Colton Palmer. And look, it looks like a Chelsea side all of a sudden that could creep up the table.
I mean, yeah, maybe a couple of places or so. I'm still seeing a lot of players are moving into the same positions, especially I think it was Cucurella, and especially at the end, Chilwell, after he came on, they were kind of moving into the same places. I know that's because they're technically in the same position, but when they're deployed in that system, they've got to mind each other's way.
Yeah, look, for me, when I look at the way you guys are playing, are you happy with all the signings thus far? Caicedo, he's been an underperformer. Has he been underwhelming?
Caicedo specifically, yeah, he's been underwhelming. Maybe not as much of a flop as a lot of people are labelling him as. But obviously, I'm not happy with all of the signings we've made. Mm. I think a lot of the time we're rushing to buy hot players, you know, people that a lot of clubs have eyes on, and we just want to snap them up. Mm. But especially recently, and again, especially Cole Palmer, a lot of our signings have actually borne a lot of fruit and have actually been really progressive.
An Everton caller, James, has phoned us up. All right, James?
Leaving, you all right?
Yeah, James, I mean, look, tonight, that was, I mean, pretty embarrassing for your football club.
All this season has been embarrassing for this football club, Jamie. What on earth was that tonight? We have made a very poor Chelsea side this season look world class. You've got our defenders looking half bothered, midfield non-existent. What on earth is it going to take for Sean Dyche to get sacked from his football club? I'm sorry, it starts at the manager. He sends them players out with a plan and not one of them have a clue what they are doing. It's a disgrace. Do you know what? We can't afford to sack him. We've got Fahad Moshiri sitting on his backside there tonight. Why is he over here? Why is he here? He only turns up once in a blue moon. He's a non-existent owner. Do us a favour, mate. Get lost. Please, for this football club. This football club is going down. Oh, do you know what? Luton, they're showing fight. Nottingham Forest, they're showing fight. What on earth are we showing?
It's been like this for how many years now, though? How many years are you going through this, Skis? I'm not seeing no sign of life.
There isn't a sign of life. And do you know what? We can blame points deductions. We can blame ownership. We can blame this, that and the other. Do you know what? There is that manager sends them players out of a plan. If them players are not showing what that plan is, then we might as well give up and go home. We can't afford to sack him, and that's the issue. This football club has no money. This football club is getting literally propped up by 777, who aren't even going to pass a certain process by the Premier League. What are the Premier League going to do about it? They're doing nothing. Richard Masters and his cronies sat on the backside. This football club is going down with a whimper, and this football club will go bust if people don't step in now. Fahad Moshiri, if you're not going to sell, if 777 are not going to pass the fit and proper test, put your hand in your back pocket and fund this football club. It's needed, and it's needed desperately, or we have a goner.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, Arsenal and Liverpool stumbled as momentum shifted in Man City's favour in the Premier League title race. It was a case of a week is a long time in football for former Palace Mona owner Simon Jordan.
As the final whistle goes and the Crystal Palace fans to my left are going absolutely berserk. Finished at Anfield, Liverpool 0, Crystal Palace 1.
As much as you want to be definite, circumstances like, what was it, Harold Wilson said, events, dear boy, the 7 days in politics is a lifetime, and so it can be in sport. Because at the beginning of last week, I'm looking at Arsenal thinking, I think they can win this league. And then a week later, they put in a performance against Bayern Munich where I thought they were slightly immature at times during that game. And City just keep on grinding out results. They bash Luton up 5-1. They'll move on to the next fixture. They've got proven players now that have won the league three times out of the last four. So they know what they're doing. And whereas Arsenal and Liverpool are beginning to show certain frailties. And the bigger one for me is I'm surprised. I mean, they were profligate against Palace. They had chances, but so did Palace. And you look at that and you think what Klopp said was, you're going to see a reaction. Now, you kind of did and you didn't. They've gotten beaten 1-0 at home by Crystal Palace. And that wasn't the reaction that anyone anticipated from Klopp's team after getting their heads handed to them by Atalanta.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it tells you about this Liverpool squad. It might tell you that everything isn't quite as rosy as one would have thought it was in terms of the calibre of players that Klopp will be leaving behind for the guy that walks through the door.
Right, time now to hear from the rock and roll superstar and former Oasis man Noel Gallagher, hammering the Gunners fans for leaving the Emirates early on Sunday. Noel, of course, was on my show, Andy Gold Senior Drive Time, 4-7 weeknights.
Watkins one-on-one, and under plenty of pressure, a cool finish to chip it over Raya. It is a punch to the guts of this crowd in the Emirates. The atmosphere has evaporated, and what a missed opportunity this Sunday could be for the Gunners. We have just minutes of normal time remaining. Arsenal 0, Aston Villa 2.
See, the thing about those lot is Arsenal fans is when that stadium emptied yesterday, that's a disgrace, right? That's a disgrace. They were 1-0 down with 10 minutes left. Mm. They're going for the title and the exodus started. I was watching it and thinking, my God, I mean, it's outrageous. It's outrageous. You know, and then, I took great pleasure in, watching the YouTube videos last night. And, the word disgusting is used a lot when these Arsenal fans, it's a disgusting performance. And it's like, they weren't that bad. They just can't. Little Timmy just can't. Little Timmy just can't win the egg and spoon race. Do you know what I mean?
You would have to say, well, in the sense that if we win all our games, it's in our hands. Yes, I mean, Arsenal were the favourites yesterday because they won all their games. Mm. It's in their hands. But I think it's not over yet. This is going to be one monumental running because I think whatever happens is going to be amazing. If City win it on the last day, it's going to be four in a row. It's never been done before. That's history. If Liverpool win it, it'll be Klopp's last thing. That's going to be, them creating history. If Arsenal win it, it'll be the first time they've won it in 20 years. But I think for Arsenal to win it, it was like when we were going for the title, like the first year we won it. We'd have never won that league if United didn't throw it away. United give it to us on a plate, you know what I mean? They were so complacent on the way in. There was a couple of draws. It was seen to me, looking at Arsenal last season and this season, is the only way they're going to win the league is if somebody throws it away on the last day of the season or something. So I don't think it's over. I can tell you up at City, nobody will be even contemplating that it's over.
TalkSport Daily.
Unai Emery's Aston Villa are now 3 points clear of Spurs in the race for the Champions League qualification. The club's former boss, Martin O'Neill, always wanted his side to aspire to be one of the great teams in Villa's past.
This particular season has been terrific, but you are talking about a side that's actually won the European Cup way back in 1982, so they do have a history of it. And there's an entitlement, believe it or not, with Aston Villa fans. They feel as if they should be there. They've been in the doldrums for quite a number of years now, but it's been a really terrific fight back. Absolutely galvanised by the manager, who's done terrifically well. Aston Villa do have the history. We didn't. We finished three consecutive years. We were vying with Tottenham Hotspur and Manchester City for that fourth spot a couple of times. It didn't develop. That's fine, okay. But now it looks with this manager that they can do it.
Bayer Leverkusen won their first Bundesliga title with five games to spare thanks to a 5-0 victory over Werder Bremen. Here's German football expert and European football nerd, and a man that only eats cornflakes, breakfast, lunch and dinner. I sh** you not. Kevin Hatchard tells us more.
After 120 years of waiting, Bayer Leverkusen are Neverkusen no longer. Finally able to secure their first Bundesliga title. And they did it in style, a 5-0 win against Werder Bremen. Victor Boniface got the opener from the penalty spot on his first start since December. And it seemed fitting.
And the shot! Oh!
That Granit Xhaka should score on the hour. He's been the glue that has held this team together. It's beating heart in midfield. 20-year-old Florian Wirtz, who's been outstanding this season, came on as a half-time sub and duly scored his first ever senior hat-trick. Of course, Leverkusen are still unbeaten in 43 games in all competitions. This could be the first leg of an amazing treble.
It feels great, and I'm so happy to enjoy it with the players, with the fans, with the club, and so many people that deserve to really, really enjoy the moment.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, here's a former England striker, Theo Walcott, the launch of Soccer Aid for UNICEF, looking ahead to the Euros and backing Gareth Southgate to take Kane, Tony and Watkins to Germany.
Yes, I miss Harry Kane, of course you would. But there's a way you can play differently. Look at Tottenham right now, the way they're playing differently without Harry Kane. People were a bit concerned, oh, we might be able to survive Harry Kane. They're probably playing better, to be fair, not relying on one particular player. Look, England, we have relied on Harry Kane. I think it was a big factor that we do look for him. Ollie Watkins is a completely different player, so depending on the game, the structure, how it works. I mean, he's had a fantastic season in the Premier League. I think the goals, the runs, I think he's going to be a threat, of course. Ivan Toney, again, he's that link player, and I think I like that for England. Mm. I think I'm more drawn towards Ivan Toney to play, not disregarding Ollie Watkins, but if Harry Kane wasn't available, I'd be more drawn for him just because he links the forwards, I think, in a different way than Ollie Watkins would. Mm. But again, I think Ollie Watkins would do a good job. I just feel your Sakas, your Fodens, your Grealish, it's endless. I mean, you got your Bellinghams. I mean, there's so much. He's Gareth's got to pick from. So, look, I think we should take options three strikers, and of course Rashford can play up front as well. So again, it'd be another one to keep an eye out for as well.
Would you take Rashford to the Euros?
Yes, I would. Yeah. I think people forget what Rashford's done for England and England shirt and for Man United. He has some fantastic moments. I think when the big stage. That's when your best players, you can need to sort of trust them. And I think he's someone that should be in England team. Yeah.
And we finish with The Breakfast Show and Jeff Stelling and Andy Townsend calling out the fly tippers of the UK.
I live in the country. One of the biggest issues, I don't think is where you as well, fly tippers. I hate fly tippers. And yet nobody ever seems to, you know, do anything about them, prosecute them. I'm sure they can be found on a lot of occasions, but nobody in authority does anything about it. Yeah. And it's a real blot on the landscape, quite literally.
Mm. No, it's lovely when you wake up, there's a mattress outside your front door, isn't there?
A dirty mattress.
Great, really nice.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the Talks About Where We Get Your Podcast From. I'm back on Andy Gosling's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today, alongside Gabby Agbon, Brad Friedel in the studio. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Gosling Talks About Daily Podcasts out first in the morning. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Until then, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.